8:07, it's a finally Friday. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Yes, indeed, the first Friday of April. Hard to believe, but we're in April already.
It is. Going back into the 50s today for your weather. Chance of rain later on this afternoon into tonight. We'll talk more about that with your weather in just a bit. Community conversations on your finally Friday are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And we have the Charles City Community Fund Gang in studio. Brian Fuller, Brandy Johnson, along with Mike McCarty. Good morning, you three.
Good morning.
How goes it?
Great.
Excellent.
You're
finally Friday.
For a Friday. I like that.
It's a group effort here. Now, we are talking about the upcoming Full Moon 5K in its fifth year. And it's coming up on Friday, April 25th. How's the registrations going for that?
Going really good. We have about 35 people registered already, which is way ahead of last year.
Perfect, perfect. And the registration, of course, is open right now. You can go to, how do we get signed up for that?
Okay, so you can sign up for, remind you, run or walk. You can sign up and go to runsignup.com and go to the Full Moon 5K. You can message us via Charles City Community Fund on Facebook page and call Brian here at 228-0146 or email us at charlescitycommunityfund@gmail.com.
Okay, so plenty of ways to get signed up for that. Talk a little bit about how the night's going to go on Friday, April 25th.
How the night's going to go? It's a good question. We'll be starting at Tellurian, so the community can come down to support other people. They can bring their kid for a free 5K dash. They can come down and enjoy food trucks. Runners are going to come. They're going to look for our registration area. If they need to sign up, they can do so the same day of the race. If they're already signed up and they need to pick up their runner's packet with their bib in it, there will be a place for them to do that. Then they're going to do the run, and then they're going to come back, and they're going to enjoy an awards ceremony, some free music, probably eat some food, and have a good time.
Sounds like a blast to me. Now, I was hearing talk about t-shirts off air. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we just got our t-shirt designed. You can go on Facebook and check that out. It's a neat-looking shirt. Tia McEnroy's class at the high school. Helped us out again this year and designed a shirt for us. We've done that every year we've done it. And the contest winner was Tristan Botkin. And it's a super cool shirt. It's a five-year anniversary for us running this. So we're doing a long sleeve shirt. So it's got a little different look to it, but it's very cool. So
that t-shirt's something you get when you sign up. Is there a deadline when it comes to getting your t-shirt?
Yes, a guaranteed t-shirt. You're guaranteed a t-shirt as long as you've registered by April 13th. Okay. You can register after that, even up to the same day of the race, but in that case, you would not be guaranteed a t-shirt.
Okay.
You know, this event has done exactly what you had hoped it would do in that it has grown immensely throughout the 5 years.
Yes.
That's super cool. Now, you've got sponsors, obviously, involved. You want to mention those guys?
Yes. Our silver sponsors are Valero, Tellurian, Johnson Painting, Diversified Fastening Systems, and Zoetis. Then we have our bronze sponsors. They're Farm Chem, Central Park Dentistry, CUSB Bank, Mike Molstead Motors, First Citizens Bank, The Pub on the Cedar, Ginger's Top Shelf, Snap Fitness, McCoy Smoothies, Farm Bureau, State Farm, Autos Oasis, and KCHA.
Perfect. Now, if businesses like to get signed up to sponsor some of these events in the future, who do they contact?
Well, we'll give them Brian's number.
You love handing out Brian's number, don't you?
0146. You can come down the day of, or you could get a team together. We have four or more people constitutes a team. You can get your coworkers together. You can get friends. And I'll stress again, you don't have to run, you can walk. but just make a fun night of it.
Yeah, and then this year we're also having a team award. And with that, there's going to be some teams that are going to be runners, some teams that are going to be walkers, and also some that are just a mix of both.
Sure. Now, Cheryl City Community Fund, of course, putting this on, supporting agencies that work hard to improve the quality of life in Floyd County. A couple of questions for you on that, though. Who or what types of organizations are eligible to apply for funding?
Other nonprofit organizations in Floyd County, in the school district, can apply.
Sure.
We've assisted. Last year, it was like 20. Was it 20? Yeah, that's an increase, because I think before it was around 14, and it's maybe gone up a little bit each year. But just nonprofits, we help TLC, or rather than, I could say agencies, but I can also say we help youth, we help the elderly, we help veterans, just community-minded things.
Okay, excellent. So how does one apply for or submit a request?
Well, they can also...
Ryan's phone number, right?
Yep, they can call me. They can send a request to the Charles City Community Fund at gmail.com. Basically, if they call us, we'll send them the details on the information.
Okay, excellent.
You don't necessarily have to be a 501c3. You know, we, as long as you're within those somewhat of those parameters, we try to help out as many agencies as we can. So we try not to be... got to be this or you got to be exactly that, but we do. It's nonprofit.
Okay. And what's the cutoff for the next round of awards? I'm throwing for a loop.
The cutoff is this month. I think it was the 13th, wasn't it? That letter I don't have with me. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So for more information or to sign up for funding, you can, what's your phone number again? Call Brian.
228-0146.
How many times has your phone number been handed out on this interview? I should know that by now.
Or reach out to us on Facebook or any of the other pathways.
Okay, excellent.
We'll be having flyers up soon, too, so at local businesses and gas stations and stuff. So
perfect.
You can get information on those. They're pretty orange.
Pretty orange, so you'll notice them. So once again, for more information on that, call 228-0146. Or to get signed up for the Full Moon 5K coming up Friday, April 25th, you can check out runsignup.com and search for Charles City Full Moon 5K. Thank you very much, you three, for joining us. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It is 8:15. We have Gloria Estefan coming up after David Guetta.